Cei bună băiți amigdoși, mei doveio, mei nu, se ne călăche, nu mi s-o erosă, ho. Cei bună băiți amigdoși, mei doveio, mei nu, irosă-mi răbună,
welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. You know that each week I do try to bring you the best in a mixture of Chazonus and everything else. The first hour had some special music for Pesach, yes. And the second hour will consist half of it is appropriate for Pesach, and I will be introducing a new chazan to you, someone who we had the pleasure of discovering at the last Kumsitz by the name of George Hirschfeld, but more about that later. Just a brief announcement, if you will. You know that every year at Congregation Beth Shalom, they sponsor an outstanding concert, and giving you a heads up to put on your calendars June 12th at Congregation Beth Shalom, my friend Cantor Joel Kaplan, the chazan of Beth Shalom, informed me just today that it will feature Helfgott and Netanel Herstick, and of course Danny Gildor, and also the wonderful choir at that congregation. It's a lot of fun. I'm sure it'll be a sellout as usual, so put that on the calendar. I'll give you more information about that in the future, but June 12th at Beth Shalom. Okay, let's get right to the Chazonus, and we're going to begin with Moshe Stern appropriately singing Tal.
Riyah, rich, the wine of the sea, fair, rest. como essere si muove io con la terra si muove io con la terra si muove io
As you know, I did state earlier that I am a traditionalist, and yes, I always enjoyed Richard Tucker's Kiddush for Pesach. So let's hear the great Tucker.
Hoelom Borrei Borrei Peri
Hashem, acerbo carbón mi collo, verrò me mano mi colosso, me chi ne sciollo be mi cevon so. Batite l'amo, ad un sceme lo cheiro, biada, mo adim le sime choch, adim us mannim, le so sol, e si o, Matos haze, zeman cheruseno mikra kodesh zeicher, zeman cheruseno mikra kodesh zeicher. Vanu bachar to, biasanu kirash to, mikal hu amim. Umadei kachecha, besimcha ob sasam, in chaltano.
It. Okay, it's Richard Tucker. What a great way to start the Seder. That must have been something, really. Okay, a month or two ago, I had the pleasure of meeting a young man, Fernand Schopig, from West Orange, and he told me about a chazen in Basel, Switzerland, I had some familiarity with Issachar Helman, but Fernand was able to get me two CDs. I'm going to feature a couple of selections tonight, and in the future I will be playing more. Some very interesting recordings here. In particular, he's a fine chazen, and the choir really is so first rate. I wanted to share this with you from Hallel. Let's hear Halevi's Min HaMetzer. Again, this is Issachar Helman from the synagogue at Basel with the choir. And again, I want to thank Fernand Schopig for introducing this to me. Min HaMetzer.
Min HaMetzer Korosiko Ononi Amechavko Min HaMetzer Korosiko Ononi Amechavko
Oh.
love it. I really love it. That is Min HaMeitzar by Halevi. I don't know his F, it's the first initial, but Mr. Levy. Just a great rendition by Issachar Hellman from the synagogue in Basel with their choir. As I said, we'll hear more. Actually, we're going to hear a brief one. This is a little different. This is a Kaddish for Pesach. And it's, again, Issachar Hellman and the Basel Synagogue Choir. You enjoyed that, yes. Okay, we're next going to hear from Gideon Zellermeyer from Congregation Shar HaShamayim, together with the synagogue choir someplace in Canada. I think it's Montreal, let's hear, of course it's appropriate, Shechianu.
Baruch.
Very pleased to have with me Cantor George Hirschfield, who I had the pleasure of meeting at a Kumsitz, the one that we ran last Hanukkah at the Westside Institutional Synagogue. And as many of you who have been following my career, so to speak, you know that I've had the pleasure of discovering very fine voices at these Kumsitzes. We were particularly impressed when we heard Cantor Hirschfield sing a composition of his own, and just recently, again, meeting the cantor at the Schmooze. Shalom, Chazan.
Nice to meet you, Charlie, and thank you very much for having me here.
It's my pleasure. It was really great to be able to meet you this way, and I really want to continue with the Kumsitz concept. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where were you born, and how did you get involved with Chazonus?
Well, I was born in Budapest, Hungary, several years after the Holocaust, and the first 6 years of my life we lived in Budapest. And actually, even there, I was somewhat exposed to Chazanut because we went to the Kazinsky Shul, where you had a fantastic Chazan, Fish, who unfortunately is no longer with us for many, many years. But then when we came to America, we lived in Flatbush, and my father liked Chazanut, and many times we walked into Borough Park on Shabbos morning to hear Moshe Koshevitzky. And then, interestingly, when I was about 8 years old, my father bought me a record player, and I had a friend who worked for some of the distribution companies. And the first recordings that I received, we got, was a Cantorio records. There was a compilation of some of the great Chazanim and some operatic records, Joseph Fish, Richard Tauber, Gili. And so I got used to listening to good voices and to good music. And then we usually went to shuls with, you know, either good Baal Tfilis or Chazanim. And then I sort of developed a passion for it, and I started davening after I got married. And I got better and better, took voice lessons, and besides being in the corporate world for many years, I used to freelance as a chazan. During the 80s and 90s, I was living in Europe and working there, and I freelanced there in many of the synagogues. And for the last 15 years, I've been back in the States and also primarily freelancing. And I have a huge collection of recordings, probably somewhere in the vicinity of 500-600 Cantorio records, tapes, CDs. So it's been a passion of mine all my life.
You currently live on the island?
I live in Brooklyn.
Oh, in Brooklyn. And I understand you'll be davening for Pesach.
On Pesach, I'm davening at the Lisker congregation on East 69th Street. Anybody's interested in coming, be most welcome.
We've been at the Lisker because they opened up the shul. I'm involved with Americans for Safe Israel, and they're one of the few congregations that allow such a strong right wing, if you will, organizations to come into their shuls.
Well, they do a tremendous amount of good, especially in the area of Bikur Cholim.
Yes. Yes, they're certainly very gracious in that way. Tell us about this first selection, which you certainly wowed us with at the Kumsitz. By the way, which is the audience knows that there are very few cantors who compose their own compositions, if you will, and it's a rare. I think this is what makes it, in particular, very special.
Thank you. Vimakalat Rivavot, it's a composition that evolved over many years, and it's sort of an offtake on the Nusach with a couple of very nice melodies in it. I don't know, I mean, these things sort of just come to me. I'm very good at improvising, and I'm a strong believer that Chazanut should be primarily, to some extent, a improvisational art form.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So many of the things that I do is really my own material.
How long ago did you compose this?
As I mentioned, it evolved over a number of years. The final form that it's in now is relatively recent.
Okay. So let's hear. And this prayer is from?
This is from the Shabbos Shacharis, right after Shochinad.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is really a delight, and you should take a lot of pride in having composed that.
Thank you.
And now, who is the accompanist in this?
She's a wonderful Russian girl by the name of Natalia Medvedevskaya, who, what is interesting is that these pieces are not written down. They're, as I mentioned, improvisations, and she would listen to it once or twice, make a few notes for herself, and then be able to accompany, you know, really beautifully.
Wow. I was just wondering if some Chazanim I know are listening and they would want to be able to get a copy of the composition. Is that something that's available?
Not really. It's not written down.
It's not written down. No. Oh, so they'll just have to listen to this just, over and over again.
They just have to listen to it. Learn the piece like I learned many pieces.
Okay. Okay, so the next selection is Mimkomcha.
Right, that's also primarily an improvisation of mine. It has elements of the Hirschman Mimkomcha in it, and the ending is a melody which I don't recall where it comes from. I should say that, you know, I'm not, some of the melodies that I've used in some of my pieces, even in the Vakhalot, I mean, as far as I know, they're my own, but it is possible that I might have heard them, you know, sometime, somewhere, and it just stuck in my mind, and it just came out. So if anybody recognizes them, then, you know, I wouldn't mind hearing where it's from.
Oh, by the way, I was going to ask you this afterwards, but if they want to reach you, what is your email address?
It's geofield.
G-E-O-F-I-E-L-D.
@gmail.com.
That's geofield @gmail.com. Okay, we'll repeat that again at the end. Okay, so let's hear Mimkomcha, composition by cantor George Hirschfeld.
Mi me kai me to ma ke na sa e fi Yeah.
Such a talent to not only be able to sing it, but to be able to compose it. Very interesting.
Thank you.
The next selection we have coming up is Tikkanto Shabbos.
Tikkanto Shabbos, that's the least my own, although it is an improvisation and has elements of the Rosenblatt, the Koshevitzky, the Hirschman Tikkanto Shabbos, as well as a little bit input of my own. The middle part, the Yehiratzon, is actually a melody that it's an offtake on a melody that I heard a long time ago. I believe it's a folk melody. I think it's a very beautiful, moving melody. I've used it also for the beginning of the Rosh Chodesh benching. It sort of fits anywhere. You start off with Yehiratzon. And the ending is, I think, sort of fairly traditional.
Okay. Tikkanto Shabbos.
Tikkanto Shabbos, Ravati so. Oh.
Just a delight.
Thank you.
Well, we've been having this conversation with cantor George Hirschfeld, who is a freelance cousin, and will be davening at the Lisker congregation. Where are they located again?
On 69th Street. I believe it's between 2nd and 3rd or 3rd and Lexington.
Yeah, it's over on the east side.
The east side, right.
For Pesach.
For the first 2 days of Pesach.
Okay, so those who want to hear the real thing, there's nothing like live davening to hear the true the truth, if you will. Well, for those of you who wish to contact Cantor Hirschfeld, again, his email is geofield@gmail.com, or you can contact me. Chazen, any closing thoughts?
No, I just want to thank you for this wonderful opportunity, and hopefully we'll have a chance to see each other and work with each other much more in the future.
Okay, thank you so much.
And again, congratulations for the wonderful show and the work you're doing for the advancement of Chazanut.
Thank you. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that conversation, that interview I just had this past Sunday with cantor George Hirschfeld. And it's one of the things that makes this this whole pursuit so interesting and so gratifying. Okay, I think we have time for one more short selection, and this will be cantor Moshe Stern with the brachas for Hallel. Okay, as you could tell, that was from a live davening, and us, you could tell, I love choirs, and the Basel Choir, and also the Shaar Shamayim Choir, and some others are just delights. Got to play more of the choirs. I got to play more of everything. Anyway, we'll remind you, the heads up, June 12th at the Congregation Beth Shalom in Lawrence. We'll have their annual sellout of a wonderful, wonderful Cantrell concert. It will be feature Itchamir Helfgott, Netanel Herstick, and Danny Gildar, of course, at the piano, and the Beth Shalom Choir. I'll be giving you more information about that in the forthcoming weeks, but I just want to make sure you put that on the calendar. Yeah, April, and it's May and June. I mean, it's around the corner. So put it on your calendars, and you don't want to miss that. So thank you so much for joining with me, and I wish all of you a Zisin and a kosher Pesach, and I hope that you'll be with your families enjoying this special gathering. I'm very excited. I'll be together with the entire family, and it's just a great feeling. So enjoy. And you know how to reach me. It's very simple. At cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any comments or requests. And thanks for joining with me. Shalom, everyone.